Hey there, and welcome to the Grace Project podcast. My name is Kyle Bullock, and I am the author of the new book, The Grace Project, which is available now on Amazon.com. And my new book is made with the intention of helping Christians everywhere practice our rhythms of grace, practice building up our grace muscle. I wanted to give people an opportunity to learn how to be more gracious and offer the graciousness of our God and Savior by giving them a fictional place to do that and practice it in a fictional world before we take it out into the real world and offer grace to those who are often the most difficult, the most challenging people. So I wrote a story, one that has a number of very frustrating and difficult characters that you hear from firsthand. And these characters' lives collide in a church that is at the center of a violent crime. And at the heart of the book, I hope to present you with examples of people who are very different than you in some way, or alike you in some way, that you can relate to in some way, and learn how to offer grace to all of them. And this podcast is supplementary. If you're reading the book, I will offer you some of my own perspectives on grace through this that you can use in a small group study and kick around and think about yourself. And if you're not reading the book, I would, of course, encourage you to pick one up. But if you're unable to, I still want to provide people with an area and a place to think about how we offer grace in a very polarizing and divided world. And before we begin, whether you're reading the book or you're not, I want us to be on the same page when we talk about grace. And so what is grace? And how do we activate it in our lives? Well, I think the best way to define grace, at least in terms of this project, is to understand first mercy. Mercy is a person in authority or power holding back the consequences of someone under them who deserves it. Mercy is a parent not punishing their kid for stealing from the cookie jar. Mercy is a boss giving an employee a second chance after they broke protocol. Mercy is someone above you withholding consequences. It's a type of forgiveness. But grace, I believe, builds on mercy first, and then it can come from any person of any status, of any authority, from a lower status to a higher status, or vice versa. Grace can be offered to anyone by anyone. And grace, like mercy, offers a kind of forgiveness, but it goes one step, I think, further. Active grace is offering forgiveness and reconciliation to those who have hurt us or frustrated us or opposed us. It offers mercy, and then it seeks to heal in some way, shape, or form. That is ultimately what Jesus did on the cross. Jesus not only gave us mercy by withholding eternal damnation and death from all of us, but he also went to the cross to reconcile, to heal. His resurrection itself was healing to the very souls and spirits of humanity. Grace is a combination of forgiveness, withholding consequences, and a healing, a reunification, a rebuilding of that which was broken. And this is an important point. Just because you offer grace to somebody doesn't mean it's going to happen. It doesn't mean that the healing will come. Offering grace can put us in a very vulnerable position where we can very easily be hurt by someone else's angry or bitter response back to us. However, just because it leaves us vulnerable doesn't mean that we shouldn't offer grace regularly and often. And that's the difficult thing about grace. That's where it feels unfair. That's why it is so frustrating. And for those reading the book, you will probably be very frustrated because it is going to be asked of you when it is the most difficult and when you might actually be hurt by the actions of others, either in the book or in real life. It is in this vulnerability that I believe that grace receives its most transformative strength. And I hope that you experience that in the process of reading this material or challenging yourself on grace. Now, I want to say this right up front. This is not to say that grace is without boundaries. Boundary creation is not the focus of the Grace Project right now. It's not the focus of this book. But it's an important point to make early. Offering grace does not mean that we turn into the object of others' destructive pleasures. Okay, for anyone who is in an abusive relationship or having spiritual or physical trauma, or for those being routinely manipulated by aggressors, so on and so forth, distance from the abuser, from that which is hurting you, is wise and right. And standing in the way of those who are hurting others, stopping the hurt from others, is also wise and right. Offering grace in these situations is possible, and it's very difficult, and it's very hard. So it is best done with the assistance of someone else in your life. Find a professional help or a professional source or a trusted advisor to help you develop boundaries if you are in a situation where you're being routinely hurt and abused. If you find yourself in a situation like it, get that help. Create healthy boundaries while in the process of learning how to offer grace. And to that point, I think to get the most out of this project, whether you're listening to it or you're engaging in a small group study or you're reading it for yourself, to get the most of this, it requires your participation and participation with others. Living with grace is not something we get through osmosis. It's not you're going to read it and then suddenly, oh, I'm grace-filled now. It is something that we grow. It's something we develop. It's something we mature through practice and hard work. And it's something we understand best in the context of community. So it's like exercise. We have to practice active grace regularly and vigorously in order to grow. And the first place I believe we must go in order to begin really developing our grace muscle is to adopt a posture of grace. Healing can't be sought out begrudgingly. It has to come from a place of humility. It has to come from a place where we accept that we are powerless and weak in our strength to make things right again. We have to submit to a higher power and be corrected on the things that we got wrong. So please, enter this with the posture of humility, accepting that you may be very wrong about some of the things that you hold dear to your heart. We'll talk more about that in a near episode coming up. Now look, I am a human being writing about divine ideas. And this work that I have done for the Grace Project is certainly imperfect. It's certainly flawed. And despite that, I pray that even in the imperfectness of this work, that this project draws you closer to the Creator and closer to others in a desperate journey to love one another the way that Christ loves us. And so Paul writes in 2 Corinthians 12, how even in our weakness, God's grace is strongest. And you can read that for yourself in the Bible. But what I want to do right now is I want to paraphrase what Paul said. For the purpose of saying a prayer over everyone who has started this series, saying, I want to develop my grace muscle. I want to get better at this. And so I want to say this prayer over you. And as you listen to these podcasts, which will only be a few minutes long, and I hope that you can plug into your car and you can listen to wherever you go and give you reflections for the day, I want to say this prayer over you as you begin this journey of grace. Dear God, thank you that you are strongest when we are weakest. As you said, my grace is enough. It's all you need. My strength comes into its own in your weakness. So as you said that, in our weakness and in our imperfectness, help us quit focusing on our handicaps and shortcomings and begin to appreciate the gift of grace you've given us through Christ. And may myself and the reader take our limitations in stride with good cheer. Every abuse, every mistake, accident, opposing figure, law that is oppressive or a bad break in life, may Christ take it over as we become weaker, God, may your spirit grow stronger in us and among us. Give the listener and the reader that which they need each and every day to grow in grace and in truth. Supply their needs. Deliver us from evil and from the temptation to harm ourselves or others or to become apathetic. Be glorified in our life as we grow in grace. And God, may earth look a little bit more like heaven as a result. Amen. My friends, may God bless you, may he keep you, and may you journey through this expedition of grace with joy unspeakable, peace unspeakable, and may the fruits of the Spirit that we explore together flourish in your life and in your communities and in your churches in the process. We'll see you in the next episode.